Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Nedarim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin, and today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zayich Refan Yerziva Gahagon B'Karav Mamish. And Mishnah Vav tells us, let's say a person said Koinim Peres O'Elu Alai, Koinim these fruits on me, or he said Koinim Hein Alpi, Koinim Hein Lifi, Aser B'Chilufin V'Gidulein. In all these scenarios, he's not only Aser in the Peres themselves, he's also now allowed to benefit from something that was exchanged for this thing. Or if he planted this thing and it grew, he's not allowed to benefit from that thing either. Now the reason why he's not allowed to benefit from the exchange is because this is Aser Ba'ana. That means that not only are these pears Aser Ba'ana, but also something that was exchanged for them. And the reason why something that grows for them is Aser Ba'ana is because since he used the Lashon of Kainam, that's a Lashon of Hekdesh, and we know that Gidulei Hekdesh are like Hekdesh. However, let's say he said, Shani Eichel V'Shani Tayim, meaning use the Lashon of Kainam, but he said, I'm not going to eat it or taste it. So then, Motei Pechilu Fein Gidulein, he is allowed to benefit from the thing that's exchanged for it, or from that which grows from it, because he only Asered eating it, and this is not it, this is something else. However, the only time he's allowed to benefit from that which grows from it is B'davar Shezari Kala. If the thing that's planted completely decomposes, for example, any sort of seed or beans or grain, they completely decompose, and that means that the new thing that grows is completely new, and therefore it's not the thing that he asered on himself. Aval B'davar She'ein Zari Kala, if this thing doesn't decompose, like onions, Afilu G'dulei G'dulein Aserin, even something that grows from something that grew from it is Aser. And moving on to Mishnah Zayin with something similar. Ha'imel Ishtar, let's say he tells his wife, your handiwork on me, kanim hein alpi, kanim hein lifi. He uses one of these lashonos. Aser b'chilufin v'gidulein. He's also to benefit from that which is exchanged for it, or that which grows from it, for the same reason as the previous mishnah. However, let's say he told her she'eni oichel, she'eni tayim. He uses lashon of asering himself from tasting or eating. So then, moter b'chilufin v'gidulein. He's allowed to benefit from its exchange or from that which grows from it. And once again, he's only allowed to benefit from that which grows from it. B'davar she'zari kala. If the seed completely decomposes, aval b'davar she'ein zari kala. If the seed does not decompose, afil g'dulei g'dulein asurin. Even that which grows from something that grew from it is going to be Aser. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Chas and Tess. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.